This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We start in the courtroom here to kick off this show. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. I hope wherever you are safe, happy, and feeling the end of summer. Donald Trump, the ex-pres, feeling a little pinched, I think. Donald Trump's lawyers proposing to start his federal trial in 2026 on conspiracy charges he tried to steal the election in 2020. But in the meantime, jurors' names, pictures have been circulating online after Trump's Georgia indictment. How dangerous is it in a sea of people who lose their minds? Very dangerous. So a user of a fringe social media site purportedly posted names, rough ages, and addresses of jurors on Wednesday. A verified user on X, which is, you know, formerly Twitter, posted pictures of three jurors. An anonymous user called the list of jurors' names a hit list. These jurors, of course, as one message on the fringe site said, have signed their death warrant by falsely indicting President Trump. Now, the Fulton County Sheriff's Office issued a statement saying it was working with local and federal authorities to identify the origin of the threats against the jurors. Good luck tracing that, but there are ways to do that, as we know, to catch people who think that they have gotten away with it in the trollosphere, as I call it. And this is just flat out wrong. We can totally dislike, hate, theoretically, what's happened. But to threaten and go after and post names and addresses and everything else, for God's sake, do we want to have a system where nobody wants to serve on a jury for fear of repercussions? There's a reason why that has to be protected, whether you're furious and don't agree with what the outcome was or not. I mean, everyday citizens doing what we do in our democracy, getting targeted with wild, violent threats by fringe extremists, that's just flat out sick and wrong. And so it should be denounced. Again, you can hate the outcome. You can think, wow, that's not where I would have gone on that jury. I mean, anything. But it is just flat out shameful and wrong. We live in the greatest country, people, on the face of the earth. We truly do. You have no idea, maybe some of you, how lucky we are to live in America. And there's so much you can hate and disagree with what's happening in our political system, locally or federally or any of that. But the fact is, we do live in a free country. And part of that is the judicial system, the way that it is meted out. So imagine people try to wiggle out of jury duty as it is, and especially grand juries. Ugh, what a nightmare. Trust me, do you want to live in England where you're presumed guilty and then have to completely go in the opposite direction? So anyway, we know this. Trump was indicted Monday on racketeering and other charges for trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election. If these people had used their heads, this is a tough case. The RICO aspect of it makes it a little different than all of the others. It's going to be televised, and it'll probably happen in March. But the fact is, this is not an easy walk to prove any of this anyway. So for people to threaten online, I feel terrible for them. Just doing your civic duty, and will this chase more people away? So when you're asked to serve on a jury, would you say, Well, what's it about? Because you can't tell me what the case is, but I don't want to be threatened if whatever it is that we're on the other side of has a fringe element to it, depending on which way this goes. It's just absolutely crazy and should not happen. I mean, come on. Just flat out wrong to have that happen. And some of those details, we'll see what happens. But online harassment in this case is just unwarranted. It really is. I mean, to have a blanket statement and say you hated the decision or what numbskulls or whatever, but to put the addresses, to put the people's faces out there is so dangerous. Unfortunately, it is dangerous because of the world that we live in now, right? The extremist actions that make no sense. It makes no sense. Makes no sense whatsoever. All right. There are some other things that actually unfolded in the courtroom and some things that will happen, I think, because of this horrific Maui fire in Lahaina, especially because we know there's still 1,000 people unaccounted for, which is unbelievable. Well over 100 people that are dead as a result of it. And then questions about the electric company, questions about water, questions about emergency vehicles, blocking the way out. Just every day there is a new aspect of this. And already some of those lawsuits are starting to be filed. And when this gets pulled apart and we know more, we'll know what direction I think some of these suits will end up as. You know, what will happen here. The silence of warning sirens, that's another thing. And the list is actually pretty long, I would say. Pretty long. And then how about this? There's court documents that are alleging elder financial abuse of Senator Dianne Feinstein. So this petition was filed in a San Francisco Superior Court, and it's alleging that she has been the victim with regard to a management of trust. The petition says that when her husband, Richard Bloom, died in 2022, a trust was set up by him, required its trustees to establish a marital trust fund with $5 million to benefit the senator. But the petition alleges the trustees have still neither funded the trust nor made any of the required income distributions to the senator. So this legal document accuses the trustees of committing financial abuse by wrongfully withholding distributions and of elder, I've never even heard of this, which is why I bring it up at the top, elder financial abuse by wrongfully and in bad faith depriving her of property rights. The reason I also bring this up at the top is because this is something that could become a precedent-setting case. Where does this end up for other people who may find themselves in the same situation? And you got to think about this: senator is 90 years old, and she's, of course, having massive security of scrutiny rather over her health in the last couple of months, and of course that would happen because of a string of health-related issues. In February, she announced that she wouldn't run for re-election, though, in 2024. Hurricane Hillary and the Maui fires. Updates coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. www.thedeaddoctorsdon'tlie.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Lots of conversation about this hurricane threatening flooding in the Southwest, and Los Angeles, winds up to 80 miles an hour. Could be the first tropical storm to hit California in 84 years. So this time around, we're not looking at the East Coast. We're not looking at the great state of Florida. We're looking at California and this getting stronger as it hits land. It's expected to hit land on Friday evening and get closer and closer to Los Angeles and San Diego, especially, by Saturday night. So what does that all mean? It is really creepy, I have to say, in looking at the models, because I've been going over the models kind of off and on all day long and talking to some people about it and, you know, how credible, I shouldn't say credible, but how worried should our friends who listen to this show on KCAA and others be concerned about it? And a weatherman I've known for a long time said, very, very. Said, like, run from water? Very. He must have emphasized several times. And especially the water, because we're talking about a lot of water. So Hillary's going to reach a Cat 4 just off the southern tip of Mexico's Baja Peninsula this weekend. And a Cat 3 hurricane, we know, has sustained winds of 111 to 129. Cat 4 up to 156. So we're going to see heavy rain, severe thunderstorms, gusty wind from Southern California to Arizona. And what happens with that heavy rain is the key. And also, does it intensify? What happens with the winds and everything mixed in between? You know, I was looking at one map where risk to lives and property, that's where we are now with hurricanes. So some moderate, high, extreme, or catastrophic. And there were actually some areas, in, especially in like Ensenada and San Diego, where it's at the high level right now. That can change. But right now, they're saying high. You get further out, Las Vegas in an outer band moderate. Los Angeles proper, maybe moderate. And it is really creepy looking at the maps, the scenarios, and the scope of it. And you could get some beneficial rain, but hopefully not the flash flooding. That would be the severe scenario where then you would have life-threatening conditions because that could evolve into a flooding disaster in some communities. So no way to 100% know. We're seeing the winds, right, Friday night through Monday, talking about the peak gusts, and definitely L.A. is going to get slapped with that 80-mile-an-hour winds, and San Diego and Las Vegas is also going to get it for sure with what I'm looking at. But you do have mountains that will protect some of the Southern California coast from the worst effects of Hillary. But the heavy rain, that flash flooding, the damaging wind gusts, that means maybe sporadic power outages, tree damage, especially through the mountains and the canyons, which is so much of Los Angeles. So this is one to absolutely watch and be careful of, and especially with the rain, because so many of us have seen in other cases with what's predicted, it's the rain that can really get you, which I saw with the Hurricane Ian in the Orlando area, which I fled the coastline to go more inland, and then the flooding was horrific there. And luckily, I just missed, across the parking lot, and my car would have been buried in the water. So that's absolutely something to watch for. In the meantime, we're still talking about Maui, and of course we are, because it is so awful to hear the stories of what's happening there. And what's happening there is the fact that, you know, you have Maui one of the Maui emergency official, the main person, resigning. You have the mayor vowing to hurry up and fill that role. You have the fears over land grabbers that are going to snap up this key land and push out the local people in the midst of all their sorrow and heartache. And then you have, how did this happen? Let's unpack this. And we still don't know. There are hints of it. But the silence of the sirens, that was one thing. The cars, emergency crews too, blocking the way. And it's interesting because the Hubs and I have been talking about it, and we spent some time there. I mentioned I feel incredibly fortunate to have been able to spend time with my family there and even friends, you know, and this is where you're saving your nickels and scraping things together, but it was just an amazing, amazing trips that I had there and spent a lot of time in Lahaina. And, you know, he said to me, what is the one thing that we liked about Maui so much? What did we like about Hawaii so much? And it was the hang loose attitude. I mean, it was very, very laid back. And he said, it makes you wonder about laid back attitude, which we all love. But now you have all of a sudden this incredible out of control fire and emergency crews, what? And no water and response, the way the response was. And it's something that they weren't expecting. And were they not prepared for something like that? And the answer is probably they weren't prepared for that. And all of that plays into what happens here as we continue to move through this. The president and the first lady are going there on Monday to tour the area. And there's been some criticism about that. Why not right away? Well, but of course, when you put a president, any president, in a situation like that, that is such a disaster, it just makes it harder for the people to continue to do what they're doing because of what you have to do to get a president in and out of those kinds of areas. So now they got to find a new emergency management agency administrator. That's one thing. And of course, it's a day after he had to defend constantly over and over again not activating the siren system last week during the deadliest U.S. fire in more than 100 years. And, you know, 111 people now, including children, in the town of Lahaina on Maui's west coast. And they're still searching the burn area, the burn zone. They know that they're going to find others. And they're still doing the identifying, the DNA, so they can identify what they have left, frankly, of people. So, you know, some people, I guess, in trying to defend what happened, are saying that people would have panicked and ran up the mountains because it's a tsunami siren. I don't think if they saw that fire, they would have thought that. But regardless, the power company also in the middle of heavy scrutiny because the cause of the fires hasn't yet been determined. But Hawaii Electric, the major power company on Maui, they didn't shut down power lines when the high winds created the fire conditions. And a company that runs a sensor network on Maui says it detected major utility grid faults hours before the fires started. So they knew. So how can you know? And Hawaii Electric does nothing. Wow. And it's interesting because publicly they said, and I went back and looked at this, in 2019 they would conduct drone surveys to identify areas vulnerable to wildfires and determine how to keep people safe and infrastructure safe. Well, they blew that. They didn't do anything to help that. So here's the thing. You know, you got to trim, you got to cut down trees, you got to upgrade equipment. We all know this because we all deal with it in your neighborhoods. And there's so many things that made it like a tinderbox because of that. So there's still a ton of questions. The Lahaina fire, as of Wednesday, 89% contained. Wow. Coming up, you had some thoughts on what happened in Maui. Also, what's going on in the Georgia case and the jurors' names being revealed, some of them anyway. And a few other things as we hit the mailroom next.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. News Update. In the headlines, more grim news this hour out of Maui, where additional bodies have been found. As of this hour, 111 people recovered, more than 1,000 people still missing. San Diego prepping for bad weather over the weekend. Hilary churning right now off the coast of Mexico. It is expected to weaken a bit as it heads towards Southern California. New economic data out today.
Weekly jobless claims are down. The Department of Labor says initial requests for unemployment benefits came in at 239,000 for the week ending August 12th, which is a decrease of 11,000 from the previous week. Inflation continues to be high. The Consumer Price Index measures the change in prices paid by U.S. consumers over time. Prices have grown 17% since 2020, with energy prices the most volatile. I'm Lance Pry.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks for all of your emails. Send them to me anytime, A to Z. That's what I like to say. 24/7, K to KateDelaneyRadio.com. All right, this one is from Bobby, and Bobby says, Katie, boy, it is so sad to hear and see everything that happened in Maui. I would be damn mad if I had a family there and I heard that, oh, there was a hint of what could happen and nobody shut down the power. Nobody did anything about it. And then there was no way to get out and you were basically blocked off. So what were you going to do? Jump in the water and hope that your family could find you because the smoke was so thick that that was part of the problem. You couldn't really see very much. There were the reports of those that were rescued in the water, thank goodness, by so many wonderful people in the boating community where they immediately went to try and help. And, of course, people were covered from head to toe in soot, and they had rags over their mouths to try to breathe, and you can imagine how many were in the water. But what a horrible thing for anybody to have been trapped that way and so unnecessary and could have been preventable, small island or not. I hope some people and companies are held accountable, which I bet they will be. Well, Bobby, I'm going to agree with you. There should be some people that are held accountable, especially when you hear what I was talking about, how There were discussions about what to do with infrastructure, and the money was going to be spent in this direction, and then some of the details about Spark and how it started, possibly, and some of the video that was shown, and wow. I mean, the list is growing longer by the minute, that's for sure. Okay, somebody else thinking about Maui. This is from Ken. Kate, I haven't emailed you in a long time. It seems like I've heard that from a couple of people, so we all must be on a weird schedule. But I do listen to the show, and I love it. It is so heavy to hear about Hawaii and the response and the people. I heard something so sad that there was a family that they found huddled together, and, you know, basically they were ash, so to speak. And so they knew they couldn't escape, and it looked like a man and a woman and a couple of kids. And I can't imagine what the first responders are going through in combing through that town, because there's still people missing, a lot of people. So this is going to take time. It's not a lickety-split kind of thing. And you talked about the refrigerated trucks that had to be brought in because there's just so many bodies. It is a bleak reminder of what can happen when people aren't paying attention, because I think that this could have been prevented. And even if it turned out to be an ugly, awful wildfire, there could have been things in place that would have saved at least some of the people, probably more of the people than any of the people that perished overall. So it makes me angry. Yeah, I think, Ken, just like I said to Bobby, we're all with you on that. I mean, yeah, it's terrible. And so why does the top emergency guy resign? Because he's sick of getting slammed about how come no sirens. And now they got to find someone else. But it's so far from over of the what should have happened, what happens now. I mean, you have these two elements. You have life going on and people trying to survive in a terrible situation. You have the island thing of getting supplies to the island. You have the finding the bodies deal. That's also part of it. I mean, 1,000 missing? Even if that number's a little off, that's an incredible number. So, yeah. All right, let's go to Howard, Kate, and listeners of America Tonight. Boy, I think you had the best line I heard the other night about what's going to happen if this trial does, in fact, go on in Atlanta next March. It will be that kind of must-see TV, because so many people, supporters of Trump, people who are not supporters, people who want to see what happens in the court. I mean, it'll just be massive, massive audience. There's no question. And I wonder if there'll be a petition to not have it televised, but if that is standard operating procedure, I don't think that they're going to change that. So I think, in fact, it will be televised. And who knows what happens, because with a jury, you just never know. But it seems like it is a tall hill to climb up when you think of words that are said and phone calls. And I think in turning that and proving that, it's going to be tough. But obviously the grand jury thought there was enough there. So there's a lot of evidence that we don't know and haven't heard that makes it also compelling to listen and figure out, wow, what happened here and what was said here, and how do you tie that to the situation? Okay, so yeah, I mean, the push is on from Donald Trump to not have, you know, to not have the trial until his lawyers, not to have the trial until 2026. And this is the Atlanta situation, but I can't imagine that. I just can't imagine it's not going to go forward. I think it will, and I think it does happen in I think it does happen in March. All right, we move from that to this from Aaron, who says, Kate, did you see that survey about pot and that half of Americans have tried marijuana? And we are living in interesting times, aren't we, where some states are now making it legal, they're legalizing it, voting for that, and other states, big states, do not offer it, but yet people that go to other cities that or other states that have it are in there getting their gummies and getting other edibles and whatever form of marijuana it is that they purchase. Yeah, that I know what you're talking about. It was Gallup does an annual consumption habit survey. And for the first time since they've done that, 50% of Americans say they've tried marijuana at one point. 50%. Then there was another question in the survey. One in six Americans currently use marijuana. That was 17%. So that amount has doubled since 2013. Only 7% of Americans then said they consume cannabis. Because, you know, marijuana now is legal in Minnesota. So there are states that have legalized recreational use, and then there's some that's just medical. But as this is happening, the interesting thing is some people are experimenting, that people have never touched marijuana. And, you know, it's the strains of marijuana and what does that do, and all of that also becomes a big part of, okay, now we are a sort of consuming American culture of cannabis. And, you know, there's even a push for the military where it's hard to recruit, and there have been years, some lean years of recruiting, where they're talking about marijuana in the military. So there's a push in Congress that would loosen cannabis rules to help ease the recruitment crisis, right? And, I mean, I know the list. I have the list of all the places where it's legalized. And in 2023, Delaware and Minnesota jumped on to that bandwagon. The first couple of states, you go all the way back to 2012, and that's Washington and Colorado. And then you had Oregon and Alaska, and even New Jersey in 2020 legalized it, which I was kind of, in a way, surprised by that. New York legalized it in 2021. When I was in New York last December, he had more bodies, lots of people there because it was holiday time. I think every day I walked out of the hotel, I smelled massive marijuana. I mean, just smelled massive marijuana. Legalized, right? And then there's the holdouts, and the holdouts are Texas and Florida and some other states in between. So there's some that do medical marijuana only, And there's some that it's none, like not even medical marijuana. So how about that? Okay, let me squeeze another one in. This is from Shelley. And Shelley says, Kate, this is kind of off the beaten path, but I know that you sometimes do stories about the entertainment world and streaming, and you do cheap movie reviews and you know, that kind of thing. I just have to say, hip hip hooray that Jamie Foxx is okay, because I thought it was so odd that we knew nothing about what happened to him, and you said you had seen him in Miami at a tennis tournament, and then all of a sudden he wasn't well. So he's, I think, starting to circulate a little bit more. There's more photos of him out and about, and I think that's a good thing, and I'm glad that he's telling people that thanks for your prayers, thanks for your well wishes. And I saw something the other day where he said God is good all day, every day. And he said, I have a lot of people to thank. You just don't know how much it meant to me. I will always be thanking you, all of you. That is nice. It is good to see him up and about. All right, email me anytime, Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality powdery arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So tail end of the show, it's interesting. I was thinking about this. Do you do the thing do you have the superstitions where if you are walking around and you see a penny and it's heads up, do you pick the penny up? Are you picking the penny up if you see it heads up? I've noticed a lot of people picking it up around me. I mean, I'm not saying every day I see this, but occasionally I've seen it, and I'll see you know, grown men with maybe a little belly bending all the way over, very, very slowly, picking up the penny. So I think, oh, that's a superstitious person, because otherwise they could just walk by it. And, you know, we have all these songs about pennies. Save your pennies and sayings. A penny saved is a penny earned, all of that. Save your pennies for a rainy day. But I can tell you one place where I wouldn't want a penny. And you know where that is? In my chicken McNuggets. Can I get a mic drop? yeah. So why did this poor woman have to get the chicken McNuggets with the pennies in them? It happened. A McDonald's customer in Ohio complained to law enforcement after finding out her chicken nuggets had pennies in them. And they, what happened was her daughter got some nuggets to enjoy during family game night. When she bit into the chicken, she found copper coins inside. There were three pennies in total. This happened in Wintersville, Ohio. So the next day, local police said they reported the incident to the health department. The department reached out to regional McDonald's management to say, hey, here's what happened. And they removed the contaminated chicken nuggets by a lot number from stock and added another measure. They were in contact with the manufacturer about the product. So the woman who got the nuggets shared a post on Facebook warning others to check their food, but since then took it down and replaced it with another one that said this appears to be a manufacturing matter. There was no way an attack, you know, that this is what this is about. But you could see the photo where you have a torn open nugget with a penny peeking out from the center of it. What is interesting is I haven't heard anything about lawsuits or anything like that, but that the woman immediately reported it because of worried about other people getting it too. And you think about kids, how many people go through drive-thrus and you've got grandkids, kids, whatever. Little kids are nugget hounds. So you get nuggets constantly, and that could have been a really bad situation if a child had gotten those chicken nuggets. And then some people might say, well, do you think it's really true, or do you think they were planted? I don't know. Why would you go through those hoops, take the pictures right away, and go and call the police and file the report? And somebody else is like, I told this to my nephew, and of course he says, well, yeah, because then they need the evidence for court. So I'm going to say I'm going to trust that that's not it, that it was just the warning for other people, and it was a really bad batch that, who knows, maybe somebody at the manufacturing side, somebody was being goofy and stupid and decided they were going to sprinkle some pennies in there. I don't know. But we don't know that. I'm sure they're going to try to trace everything they can and figure that out, nail that down if possible, right? This is kind of one of those catch-all. I call it the drain. This is kind of one of those catch-alls as to what else is going on in our world. And something that is happening, and we keep talking about it, is interest rates, right? So the Federal Reserve says they might not be done with rate hikes, that there might be some more. Another interest rate hike is still on the table. So this is from the minutes from the Federal Open Market Committee. They met at the end of July. And what does that mean for inflation? The Fed in July, as you all know, raised it again by a quarter percentage point. And now we're at the highest level in 22 years. Looking at mortgages, 30-year mortgages, almost 8%. And it is a tight housing market for the most part. You know, some would say, well, you know, if younger people want to get houses, you bite the bullet, then they'll get it'll have a higher, you know, you'll have a higher payment in the sense of the interest rate. But they'll be in a house because who knows what happens down the road. And it's still not, you know, 18% or 19%. But here's the problem with that theory. Houses are going for more. So you're going to buy a house that's not really worth what you're paying for it. And then on top of it, pay a high interest rate. No, thank you. And I think that's why so many people are backing off of that, because they don't want to get double whammied. It's unless it's just their dream home and they can totally afford it. And that's a whole different thing. But if they're getting a 30-year fixed mortgage, that's not what they're thinking about. You know, they're not. Maybe if they had gotten some money from Apple, that would help. Did you hear this story? Years after a lawsuit alleged Apple was adding software that slowed down older iPhones, they agreed to pay a settlement worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And most people that were part of the class action suit will get about $65. In 2017, because I've been an Apple phone person since then, they sent out these letters apologizing for slowing down older iPhones and offered a reduction in price of replacement batteries. And the company said in the letter that a software update from 2016 may have had some users experience longer launch times for apps and other reductions in the performance of the iPhone. You know, it's so interesting, right? A phone used to be just a phone, and even when we had flip phones, and now you're walking around with a mini computer. I mean, how many people in this audience use it just strictly as a phone? Nobody. At some point, there's something on that phone you use. Gaming, texting, apps, streaming, whatever it is. But we're walking around with an incredible tool. And so we can't have it slow. And I remember those days. I remember what was happening and people saying, oh, this is just another way to hook us to get the next iPhone, whatever it is, because it is and has become such a cultural thing where people will wait in line forever, it seems, just to be there to get the first phone in whatever store, be there in the very beginning of it. And that hasn't changed. People are still doing that very same thing. To be one of the first, to get in line, even if you can order it through someone else, still being there, seeing it, the whole experience. They turned it into an experience. That's what it was. So it wasn't, oh, the new phone's out, let's go and get it. It was, this is the experience, and I'm part of this crew. These are my people. These are the Apple-oids, and I'm one of them. So if that's the case, then I need to be there. I need to get the update. I got to get the update right away. I cannot wait. I have to be in the know. I have to be able to do that. All right, we end on this note that in Maui, one thing that's happened is a bird conservationist saved some rare species in the wildfire because in some cases they're the last of their kind. So can you imagine that also disappears from that island life? Thanks to Alex K. for his excellent work on the technicals always. Be safe, be happy, and email anytime. K2KDelaneyRadio.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.